This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Heat, they got smoked by the Timberwolves, 122-94. I talked in the first hour about how much Bam stunk yesterday. So if you don't think that I talked about that, I did. I want to get to the Tyler Hero thing here, because Tyler didn't play bad yesterday. But it does just happen to be whenever he does come back that they don't score. I don't know what that is. I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying that just is what it is. Now, the interesting thing that we said going into yesterday's game was that Hero, was he going to start or was he going to come off the bench? And I, you're such a bastard, Schmeathen. Didn't see any Ant hobnobbing yesterday, did we, Chunks? Jesus, dude. No, he was getting interviewed. He was in the winner's circle with NBC. Bam wasn't allowed to hobnob with him. I think he wanted to. It looked like he wanted to. They kind of did like a, all right. Perhaps that was my fault, though. Maybe I started up. Maybe me giving too much attention to the last time, they didn't feel like they could be inconspicuous.
I think you're reaching.
What do you mean?
He's gonna, I could tell that he really wanted to hobnob.
Oh, he wanted to hobnob. Certainly didn't want to score baskets yesterday. Bam looked in a hobnobbing mood, not a buckets mood. Ridiculous. But Tyler yesterday came off the bench. And look, dude, I don't know what to do with this, but I'm going to play first Eric Spoelstra, who, look, I understand he's pissed. They played terrible. He started off his press conference basically being like, we had no fight. We didn't, you know, give any effort into it like we should have. And I was like, all right. So he, you know, he obviously wasn't pleased, but he was asked a completely fair question by Ira Winderman about the Tyler Hero coming off the bench thing, and this is what Spo's response to it all was.
Play Tyler off the bench, was that a minutes thing, or was that a just
that's just a
up?
Decision.
And your thoughts going
I'm
forward?
Not going to get into any of that right now.
His 29 minutes today, is that about what you were looking at coming in, or was that
roughly
a turn? And his thought with that second unit, what did you think that looked like with him out there?
Yeah, for stretches, I thought the unit looked good. And then there was other stretches where, the unit was getting beat by Minnesota. So we'll work on all of it. We didn't have enough of a fight, you know, tonight.
Yeah, that's not great. Not too pleased there.
That's like, yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. It was a decision. I'm not going to get into that. Well, I mean, when? So I'm going to play Hero's post game now, because it was only like 90 seconds yesterday. But there was, I want to know if anybody noticed where it got a little frosty from Boy Wonder after the game yesterday. This is what he had to say after the Heat lost.
Wins, but because you've been out so long and haven't played a lot this season, it's had to be nice to be back on an NBA floor playing basketball.
That's right. It felt good to be, you know, back healthy and back on the court. Obviously, would like to have won the game, but just felt good to be healthy.
What do you feel like the progress is from here as the trip goes on, as you ramp up to the spot where you want to be?
Just keep myself healthy. Just want to be healthy. That's about it.
What was it like out there as far as did you feel
you had your win? Did you feel you were yourself? I don't know if you want to put percentages on it, but just to sort of offer some perspective, I guess I'll ask. What percentage of Tyler Hero do you think you were?
Felt good. So, like I said, just being out there, it was my biggest, you know, thing that I wanted to feel, and that's how I feel. I felt good. So,
it's the only third game since you played off the bench since you won the Sixth Man Award. Obviously, it's a little different. What was that adjustment like?
It's cool. It's not really an adjustment, just playing basketball.
And is that something that if coach wants to keep things copacetic the way they are, you'll just move forward through? If he wants to keep things the way they were before you came back, or is it something you're pushing for?
Ask him.
And just as far as the games going forward now, is it just straight ahead, or is that something where you're going to have to sort of...
Yeah, like I said, I'm healthy, so just want to be available and be healthy.
Awesome. Ask him, dude. Enough.
Well, he had similar answers in his in shoot around sound yesterday as well.
He did, not quite with that tone.
No, I mean, the ask the coach is still a little bit. Now it's just ask him. I mean, I heard his pregame, his shoot around sound, and I was kind of like, oh.
It's never not going to be something that bothers him. He was an all-star last year. He thinks of himself as a star. He obviously wants to get paid like a star. And now you have, you know, Norman Powell here kind of being the lead dog on this team. The problem here with Hero, where I don't think that he has as much of a leg to stand on, is he just hasn't been available. Mm-hmm. That's been the biggest issue. And it's honestly, to be honest with you, all the flaws that Tyler Hero people like to throw on his at his feet, the defense, not a big-time player. The biggest issue is availability. It's not even close. He's obviously a very talented player. I believe him to be a hard worker. Not a nefarious bone in the body. But the availability has been an issue. And I think that the Heat were like, hey, we are playing better basketball right now. They had won 4 out of 5. We're going to keep this rolling. And we didn't have Jaime. Because I don't even know when Jaime comes back. I don't even know if that's the best thing to have Hero still on the bench. Maybe it is to rock and put Davion back on the bench. I don't know what the answer is. I don't foresee a healthy Tyler Hero. I don't know if he'll be on the bench the entire time. But I totally thought that was the way they were going to go with him first coming back. But it's bothered him since he was the Sixth Man of the Year. He didn't want to be the Sixth Man of the Year when he was the best guy at doing it in the league. And I honestly thought it came to a good start because the ball was popping. He hit a three right away. Him and Davion found him in the corner. But the only thing with him yesterday, because Tyler probably had one of the better games scoring, he was the only damn person who could put it in the basket besides Norm, was it was another one of those weird games he didn't want to shoot threes. Like there was a couple times where I thought the ball got to him and you just like him to rise up and just take the shot because he's one of the best three-point shooters on the team, and he wouldn't do it. But I don't know. You know, it does make you wonder, like, does this feel like we're getting to a point where this run is going to come to an end?
I think it has to, and I think you have to do it before the season's over.
Right.
Because if you get into free agency, then you get nothing for him.
Yeah, and for the people in the chat who are like, you're letting Bam off the hook. I literally spent my entire first segment calling him garbage today. Like, he was terrible in the game. Rudy Gobert stuffed him in a locker, put a beret on him, and stuffed a croissant in his mouth. It was terrible. He was terrible. I don't really have anything to like, but he stunk now for, you know, a very handful of games. I'm talking about this because it's not really... Tyler played okay yesterday. I'm not blaming Tyler as to why they lost. He certainly was far from the biggest issue yesterday. Not even close. Does it coincide with him coming back? I mean, it does, but it's not... I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying that just happens to be how it's lined up every time he's come back. But I am wondering about the Heat and Tyler Hero's relationship because... You know, I don't think Spo's sitting here hand holding. I think he's just like, we're rolling. I'm gonna do it how I want to do it, and feelings be damned.
Yeah.
And that's that right now. Like, he hasn't been available enough for me to feel like he did it the last time when he came back. He put him out there, put him back in the starting lineup. He might be back in the starting lineup this next game. Maybe they have a practice today and they feel like it goes better, and he'll be in the back in the starting lineup. And maybe I'm reading too much into it because they had a bad loss. They got embarrassed and everybody was pissed.
No, I don't think you are. I think from the game before, from Sunday, with him being available, being dressed out and sitting on the bench, and even, you know, Spo's smugness in those questions and answers, plus added on to, I still think that on shoot around sound, like I said, there was still some frogginess there from Tyler Hero.
Frostiness
is what I meant to say, yes.
He was feeling froggy.
He was feeling
better.
I know it would be. There was frostiness from Tyler Hero there too, so I feel like there is an issue, and now you have to have the question of, have you seen enough of this Heat team with Tyler Hero, and is it time to, you know, move on?
Well, I think that's a fair question with everything. You know, like, I don't think that's just even a Tyler question, to be honest with you. Like, I know they're not going to trade Bam, and for the people who get at Bam and criticize Bam,
he's not going anywhere.
I'm not saying that he's above that. When you're the max guy and you're going to make, you know, $47, $54, and $60 million over the next 3 years, and you're the max player on the team, you get to wear the criticism. That's why I'm not getting on Khalil Ware for yesterday. Like, Khalil Ware is a baby. He's going to have rough spurts. If you can't accept that, tough. Like, there's going to be ups and downs with him.
But I think
with Bam, he's 28 years old. His offense is the worst season he's put up in a long time. He seems almost more lost on top of building a brick house than anything. And I don't want to hear about him, oh, I have to adjust to the system. And like, dude, enough of that nonsense. Like, you're not here screening guys open like you were years where you had to get everybody open and dribble handles, all that stuff. Like, you are just missing. That's it. That's what it is with him. And so I think the Heat do, because this was my point with the Kevin Durant thing, Brittany. When the Miami Heat didn't want to go in on Kevin Durant, who, by the way, you know, still hitting game-winning shots, still awesome, Kevin Durant. But my whole thing with not going after Kevin Durant was, as nice as Norm Powell has been, and he's been nice, you couldn't ask for a better addition than Norm. But if you weren't going to add Durant to Bam and Tyler and think that was going to be any kind of good in this East, which is very muddled, and which is very annoying because the Celtics, who cast everybody off, are the 2 seed right now and knocking on the door being the top seed. And you're sitting here being like, eh, still years. Are these guys the guys? Like, when are you going to make a choice? And that's been my whole thing. Is like, this has been a nice season. There's been nice moments. There's been fun stuff. Most of it has been from the young guys and the new guys. Most of it has been, hey, Norman Powell's been awesome. Most of it has been, Khalil Ware looks like an all-world talent. Most of it has been, hey, Nico's starting to figure it out. Hey, Yakachonis had a nice game. But the guys who have been here, you know, like, there's been a couple of Bam games, for sure. Bam still does winning things, all right. And then Tyler hasn't played. And these have been things like Bam Adebayo not being aggressive enough on offense and Tyler Hero's availability and role on the team are so played out in Heat fans' minds as topics to talk about. We're tired of it, dude. It's annoying. I'm sure they're annoyed by it. We're annoyed by it. Okay? Nice guys. Great dudes. Very talented players. But I am so tired about wondering whether Bam's going to flip the switch to be a guy who can carry offensively night to night. Seems like the answer is a resounding no. Doesn't mean he can't be valuable to a team, but it's a lot of value when you're paying him that kind of dough. And coinciding with that, Tyler Hero, who wanted to get, oh, it's just going to be less expensive, $50 million a year, then we can negotiate it. Well, now it's like, dude, would you even extend this person? Like, he can't stay on the court.
I don't think you can. And he's not going to stay if he doesn't get his extension. I think he's made that very loud and clear by his demeanor and basically directly as well. And you can't be naive, and we can't be naive and sit here and say like the same temperature that Spo has for Tyler Hero is the same temperature as he has for Bam Adebayo. He does not speak ill of Bam Adebayo, even if Bam has a terrible game. It's always, oh, he does things that nobody, if you don't have a basketball mind and this is that and the third, you won't understand the value of Bam Adebayo on the court. So I don't think Bam's going anywhere. The person that is in the massive question right now is Tyler. People can be mad at Bam all they want. To me, Pat Riley nor Spo are going to get rid of him.
Crimson says, Bam is Mr. Perfect. No, there's a little bit of that. He's a little bit of the Heat teacher's pet.
He is.
But look, I do think there is, I think the reason he gets more reprieve on that is because he does all the things that Spo really values as a coach. Like, look, he's been the coach now for 18 years. He finally just got with the offense for the first time since, like, the big three of changing things around to finally put some juice into it. He's a defensive coach. Comes through Pat Riley, comes at the knee of Pat Riley, and the anchor for all of that is Bam Adebayo. Mm-hmm. That is what has made it tick. You're not gonna ask a guy for 5 years to go bang with people who are way too, you know, who are probably way too big for him. But on the other side of that, look, if Bam wants to be going against threes and fours and not fives anymore, then you got to start scoring like one of them. You can't sit here and be like, oh, well, I'm one of the, like, you're either one of the best big men centers or you're not. And for Tyler's standpoint, like, to be honest with you, dude, like, there's nothing to mope about right now. You have played 7 games. And is the team, like, excellent to just forget about you? No. But they're also not terrible. And like, they're trying to get on some kind of a run here. And they just can't count on your health. That's the truth of it. They've never been able to count on your health. It's a frustrating thing. But even in Jimmy's last full year, couldn't count on his health. The only year that you were healthy was the year where all the Jimmy stuff was going to hell. But when they were in the midst of not getting Dame and you were out here after the Dame rumors, hurt that year. Mm-hmm. Made it a finals run, hurt that year. Made an Eastern Conference finals run, weren't ready till game 7, and you weren't even able to play in that game. So, I mean, like, the moodiness is frustrating. But I think for the most part, the fans are just tired of these two and being plagued with the same questions all the time. We get it. And so the Heat have to decide, with this team, what are the pieces they really believe in, and what's going to get you guys back to being a real contender? This is nice. There is respect in what you guys have been doing, for sure. You've never packed it in. But you're spinning your wheels here, man. And this was my point with the Kevin Durant thing. You didn't want to go and make a balls move to add to Tyler and Bam. Why? Because I don't think you guys really believe in him either.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think as soon as you don't give Tyler the extension after last season, and you just say, okay, well, we're going to renegotiate your contract at the end of this season, that's you basically saying that you, no matter what he proved to you last season, it's still not good enough. And do you think, I personally think that Tyler Hero's ceiling was what we saw from him last season. So if the Heat didn't feel confident enough to give him a contract after that, what makes you think that after this season where you've played 7 games and you have this, you know, mood about you, that you're going to get that?
Ask him.
Ask him.
Third game since you played off the bench, since you won the 6-man award, obviously it's a little different. What was that adjustment like?
It's cool. It's not really an adjustment, just playing basketball.
And is that something that if coach wants to keep things copacetic the way they are, you'll just move forward through? If he wants to keep things the way they were before you came back, or is it something you're pushing for?
Ask him.
Awesome.
For Sass.
Crazy, man. I want to get back to fun. Man, November was awesome. So much fun. And they're going to win these next 2 games, and they're going to tease me again. And they're going to be OKC. And they'll play OKC good for 2 quarters, and then they'll get thumped.
That's how the season has gone. They show you flashes of it, but ultimately,
Tyler's going to come out. He's going to hit 6 threes against the Bulls, you know, and everybody's going to be like, see? And then, you know, he'll do it, and then they'll hit 5 threes against, and Norm and him will be Splash Brothers against the terrible Pacers, and then the Thunder will be there, and they'll have an amazing first quarter, and then Chet Holmgren will, you know, dunk on Bam's head, and, you know, Lou Dort will stuff Tyler Hero in a locker, and we'll be like, ah, we'll do this whole thing again on Monday. At least the Canes will be in the national championship.
Sorry, I apologize.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Let's do something maybe even more downbeat. 15 minutes of heat. I'll turn it over to you, Solana. We'll do an abbreviated version because yesterday, were you on when I said yesterday was the Diddy Bowl in hockey? Yeah, the Predators versus the Oilers.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway, 15 minutes of heat on WQAM is sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. You know, I was going to say to you, Solana, like, what's wrong with the Heat? But I don't think anything's wrong with them. This is who they are, right? Aren't they just kind of a middle-of-the-road Eastern Conference team, which is exactly what you saw last night? I mean, last night was a little embarrassing, but, I mean, you know, Minnesota's a better team than them, I think.
Sure. For sure. There's no doubt about it. Rudy Gobert is having... he's won 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's having another one of those seasons. This might
Man, I've never seen you say that in that kind of fashion before. Usually it's Rudy Gobert. How has this guy ever won 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards? They all belong to Bam. It's one of the greatest tragedies in all of sports. Now you're saying it like, well, you know, you go up against a guy who's won 4 Defensive Player of the Year awards.
So, no, Hawk, because I'm with you. I was looking funny when he said that. Mm-hmm. So when Bam goes against Gobert, he drops 7 because Gobert's better at defense than Bam is.
I don't think that's true. I just think, you know, right now Gobert, he's really proving he those 4 defensive player of the year awards. You know, there was some merit there. I believe he's now finally proving it.
How'd Tyler do last night? What were his numbers?
Tyler looked really good.
Came off the bench, right?
Came off the bench, 17 points, played 29 minutes.
Wow, 17 points. His over-under was 16.5, remember? Yeah. Amazing.
Shot 7 of 15, hit a 3. Like, he looked fine. You can tell he wasn't going to play, whatever, 40 minutes in the game. Spo said it before the game. But, look, I'll go back to Bam, to what you guys have been saying. There's something off here. Crowder, I know your take is that he's got no offensive game. The reality is it's not true. He's not, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon, obviously. He's not going to give you 30 every night, but he averages for his career 20 and 10. So let's stop acting like this guy's a bum. Let's have a legit combo here.
He's There's not something... a bum, but he's not a one.
Oh, no.
He's
no,
not
no,
a
sure.
bum, but he's not a one.
I agree with that. But right now, first of all, Davion goes 2 of 11, Andrew Wiggins 3 of 10, miserable. Jovic 2 of 8, Ware 3 of 10, Larson 3 of 9, Bam 3 of 11, and you didn't have Jaime. You're not winning a game with those numbers against anybody. But Bam, in the last 12 games, has scored 20 points one time. He entered yesterday's game averaging the lowest points he scored, which is 17, since his third year in the league, and he's shooting a career-low 45% from the field. He's creating more shots than he ever has in his entire career by almost double the amount per game in terms of volume. And the types of shots he's taking are significantly different this year than they ever were because of the offense that he is playing. So clearly, there's a massive learning curve for him, along with the fact that he's playing with Kalel Ware, who now gets a lot of shots set up for him compared to Bam, who's playing further and further away from the basket. So you guys are right. Like, Bam has regressed this season offensively a lot. And I don't know if it's a funk, or I don't know if this is a result of, hey, this system isn't exactly suited for his skill set. Right now, it's hard to argue against the latter. And Hawk, you're right. From Brady Hawk, the Heat against top 15 defenses this season, 6-12. The Heat against bottom 15 defenses this season, 14-5. Which
is exactly who they should be when you're in the middle of the pack.
Yeah. And they're in the middle against great teams, they're going to be bad. Decent teams, they're going to be decent. They're going to be in the middle. But to your point, this offense is based around ISOs, one-on-ones. You try to get a mismatch. Correct. You try to swing it fast. that's what I say about Bam. Bam can go score 17, 18. But to your point about the system, my thing with Bam is that Bam is not getting the ball, looking at his defender, and going to get buckets.
He's that's not a great face-up player. He's not a great face-up player. He's not.
I agree with you on that, and that's the part. That's the problem I have with saying he's your one. He's your culture guy.
But we don't want him to be the one.
I want to be
the two or the three.
Well, he is the one, though.
Yeah. I want a culture of a dude that wants to face up a guy and go get a bucket when we need it.
We all want Anthony Edwards. I mean, yeah, I'm watching Anthony Edwards last night. He leaves the game in the second quarter. He picked up his third foul with 3 minutes left. He goes to the locker room. He comes back before halftime with a cup of pineapple and a fork.
Pineapple. This was the greatest thing because we're watching it. It's me, David, and Laurie, and we're watching it. And they hadn't done a close-up of it yet. And I'm like, DJ's like, what is he eating? And I go, is that a fruit cup? And we're trying to get glimpses of it. And I go, is that vanilla pudding? I thought he was sitting there eating a vanilla pudding for a second, but no, it was pineapple.
He went back. He was hurt. I just need some pineapple. Just give me some pineapple. I'll be set.
Yeah, I mean, we want that. My thing is, I love the offense. It's fun. All that stuff could be true. Yesterday, the Heat ran more pick and rolls for Tyler Hero than they've run for anybody since the opener, which was for Davion Mitchell. Maybe you can do both. Maybe you can play fast-paced. Maybe Norm and Davion and Jaime can do all the things that they've been doing, which has worked for them. Clearly, they've all had better seasons. But also, find a way within that to run pick and rolls for Bam and Tyler Hero together, because that's worked in the past. And that is better for them. Like, maybe it can be both. Why does it have to be one thing and not the other? Which was my takeaway yesterday.
Well,
Spo
also gets very stubborn. So when he's made up his mind that it's going to be this way, it's pretty much going to stay that way.
But to that, and I'll use a football reference because that's what I lean on, because I know the schematics of it. To your question, Solana, can you be the greatest show on turf type team and also be able to ground and pound? Like, teams can't, you can't come out and say, I'm gonna run the ball 35 times, but my quarterback's also gonna throw
That's
the
a great
ball
point.
Times.
You gotta pick a side.
Yeah. You gotta pick a side.
You do, but you know, the best teams that play at the pace that the Heat are playing at, they can take a million threes and make up for, you know, some slow lapses offensively. When the Heat gets slowed down, which is what happens against Minnesota, the size and the length, they can't execute in the half court anymore because they're not running screens, and you've got Gobert in the paint and they can't hit a shot. They were like 6 of 23 in the upper paint yesterday because Gobert is guarding the rim. And once they get into the paint, they can't get into the restricted area. So they have to take these floaters and they can't make them. So then what? What do they do? The threes dried up. Then what? Their offense literally could not produce. So you've got to figure out other ways. Play fast, but also, hey, we're playing against a really good defense with size and length. Let's run some screens. Let's get Bam into the spots in the floor where we know he can take shots and execute. And it just hasn't worked. My point was, he's your highest paid player. Something's off right now. And I don't think it's fair to just say it's a mental thing. We did that last year with the Jimmy Butler situation. Fine. You can't keep going 12, 13, 15 games until you say, hey, something has to change here.
Well, listen, none of this matters. Because tomorrow night, Matas Muzelis and the Chicago Bulls battle the Miami Heat. I'm so torn. I've been looking forward to this UM Fiesta Bowl for 23 years. But how can I not watch Matas Muzelis? Big Vooch. No Giddy. Giddy's out. Mm-hmm. But how can I not watch Kobe White and the Chicago Bulls take on the Miami Heat tomorrow night? That's in Chicago, right, Solana?
It's in Chi-Town. You remember what happened last time? We hyped up this matchup. Matas Muzelis and Isaac Okoro, your other boy, and the Chicago Bulls. You remember what happened last time? Heat ran him off the court. It was the most lopsided loss the Bulls had had all season. And Matas Muzelis, in 19 minutes, because he was so bad, finished 2 of 8, 6 points.
You also told me after that game, you see the difference between the Heat and the Bulls. It's laughable, Hawk, that you have said they're the same team all season long. There is such a wide margin of difference between the two. The Heat right now are the 8 seed. The Bulls are the 9 seed.
And Hawk, I could answer your question. It might have been, you know, hypothetical. How can I not watch Montez Buzelis if Forensic Files is on?
Did you see what he did the other night? Did you see the highlight I sent you the other night?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That may have been the greatest dunk in the history of basketball.
And it plays right into a person that is obviously more open-minded about the Bulls than you and our friend Sylvie. When we had Sylvie on, he said Montez Buzelis is a crazy athlete, and that's about it. And that dunk is a
– He was playing to you.
Is a crazy dunk, but that's about it, Hoss. Once you figure this out, he won't be your next
What's Boozy's numbers this year? I'm looking it up.
Oh, Boozy? 10, 2, and 6.
Nah, he's probably averaging like 14.
14, 5, and 1.
Yep. He's shooting 48%. That's pretty solid.
And 14.7, so 15, really.
Now we're rounding. You are something else.
I mean, he's having a really good shooting 34% from three. Takes 5 a game. Like, that's fine.
Yeah. It can be tough to just focus on the Canes game tomorrow night when I've got this game just calling my name.
You know, it's funny. I just thought about this because Ava and Chan, we're at IMG. That's why I'm in Bradenton up here, because Ava's playing basketball.
It's the second time you've said, did you say Bradenton?
Bradenton.
Bradenton.
There's no N. It's one N. There's no two N's.
But you're saying Bradington.
Braid. B-R-A-D-E-N-T-T-O-N. Bradenton.
Right. Two N's. You just spelled it out.
It's Bradenton?
No. Bradenton.
Oh, Bradenton.
I mean, technically, there are two N's because there's one at the end. I think you were saying there's not two in the middle, but yeah, there are two. But it's Bradenton.
Bradenton. I probably get this right because they're going to be here for damn near half a decade. Yeah. But no, they're there. And she, like, at.
You're at Bridgerton?
There's a black dude on there that I met one time.
I've never seen that show.
Oh, yeah. It's a real pretty black dude.
A lot of nudity on Bridgerton, right?
That's why I'm a fan. It's like Officer and the Gentleman. I like a good old nudie movie.
Yeah, I got to see that, and I got to watch Euphoria.
So you talk about Gobert. Ava's playing. She's, you know, she's seventh grade. She's playing with the high schoolers. They all play together, all the girls. And she does, like, this little step through, like, Euro step thing that she got pretty good at. And she, when I see her setting it up, I was like, oh, yeah, I see. But then I look in the paint, and there's a girl that's 6'4 standing there. And I was like, no. She stepped through and looked at the girl, and then she just grabbed the ball and threw it back out to the point guard.
You've only seen her do it against Davy competition. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're watching an IMG game. You're like, oh, no.
When we have dinner tonight, I'm like, Ava, just let's be a perimeter shooter in this league. Don't go down there with those monsters.
You can take over at the Poznak JCC, but...
She was 20-10-10 at David Posnick.
She must be watching a lot of Drew Smith because, oh my God, this guy, two times a game, he comes in, he tries to drive on the tallest player from the other team, and the ball gets put into the eighth row. Two times a game. I mean, Drew Smith, what are you doing, dude?
Well, there's something about being confident in yourself.
Ava sees it before Drew Smith, though, because she said, nope. reset the offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary.
You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I love my hat. Anybody in the chat who doesn't like my hat can go to hell. Be jumping into the pool tonight with his hat after two tickets to Blowout City. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQM. Countdown to kickoff is coming your way at 3 o'clock today as we get you ready for Canes and Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. We're going to give them a gift basket, all right. Gift basket of ass kicking. Get to your headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. And if you guys missed it, we had Omar Kelly early in the program as the news was breaking through all this. We're going to bring that to you later on this hour. And check that on out. Dade Sousa is going to hand him a gift casket. That's a point.
Man, that's dark.
It's not dark.
It's proper point for you.
Proper amount.
It is proper for this, right?
It is. Him and Mezador getting after it today. Cannot wait. The news of the day, obviously, is Mike McDaniel. He got let go as Miami Dolphins head coach. Been talking about it all show. This Giannis, though, right? Can I just say something real quick?
All right, get it out of your chest, man.
So I was reading this interview. He did an interview with Sam Amick, apparently.
Great reporter.
It's a great reporter. Very credible. And apparently yesterday after the Bucks lost to the Warriors, he was talking about the trade rumors that are around him, right? And he was walking on the bus. And he was asked if the trade deadline before February 5th, if this was, you know, going all right. And he says, there will never be a chance and there will never be a moment I will come out and say, I want a trade. He goes, that's not in my nature. Okay. It's like, all right, dude. Well, fine. You finally said it. Good for you. And he's out here and he's like, he's trying to make things, everything's cool. Everything's status quo here. We're all trying to make this happen. And he said, so I've been around you and your team for a few days, talking to people in your mindset. I want to share my opinion, and you have to tell me if I'm off or not. It feels like there's no chance you're going anywhere before February 5th. He says, what's February 5th? The trade deadline. The way you've been talked about in your situation, the only way you're going to get traded is if you decide in the next few weeks you are done. And you have to make a statement that you want out. I'm not getting that energy from you at all. Is that fair? 100%. I think I've answered this question a lot of times. I'm not throwing a knock at you, but I keep saying that conversations are going to happen between other people and third parties is something that I can't control. I can't control what you're going to say to an agent. I can't control what comes. I can only control what comes out of my mouth. And then not one time have I shown that I'm not invested in this team. And by the way, who said he's not invested in the team? I'm sure when he goes out there, he's not dogging. He's not pulling a Jimmy Buckets. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe that interview, that injury was a little bit fishy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Great timing.
You know, great timing. I don't know what to tell you.
Right after his managers went up to Milwaukee's front office and said he had to be traded.
He said, Giannis doesn't want to be there. I want you to pinpoint that. There's never been an interview where I said that. So I don't know why people discredit what I say. Like, even when your article comes out, people say, yeah, but, sorry, dude. You're the one who keeps flip-flopping all the time in every single place. He said, I wanted to see if you're willing and comfortable to say, listen, I'm not going anywhere. He says, I am not going anywhere. I'm invested in the team. I'm going to turn this team around. I want to play good basketball. I want to be healthy. I want to help my teammates. I want to win games. The last six games we played were 4-2. We've got a lot of games in front of us. I'm locked the bleep in. My priority is just staying healthy. He says, the way your situation has been framed in the next few weeks before February 5th, you have to decide whether you want out. Am I hearing correctly? You've decided? As of today, you know how they say the thing about your significant other or your wife, you always have to say, as of today. What does that mean? Yes, it was a very simple yes or no, Giannis. Yeah, as of today.
It's consistent. He's being consistent what he said. He's like, you know, I never say I want to leave now, but who knows what happens in 6-7 months. I might have I'm human. I can change my opinion.
Yeah, that's always his out. It's always his out, you know?
What, that he's a human?
Yeah, he's out. He's a human. We're all human. We're all human. You could always have that out there. Right now, I am committed. Not 100%, but 1 million percent to my teammates, to my craft, to this team, to the city. 1 million percent. I don't look right. I don't look left. I only look at the next game, which is the Lakers. I want to win that game. I want us to stack wins before the All-Star game and get ourselves back in the race. What are we, 11th? This is nowhere near we want to be. That's the only thing that's on my mindset. So, but your plan to be here for through the end of the season. My plan is to be here the rest of my career. If they don't want me, okay, but you're the one in charge. Let's be real. I'm not the one in charge. I am an employee. The guy says, no, you're not. I'm not letting you get away with that. I'm just being real with you. Look, I have a family office where I have employees who work for me, people who run my whole life. Business, day-to-day, investment, real estate, all that stuff, blah, 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 because I'm the boss. But on the court, I can only control what I can control. I'm not in charge. Somebody writes my check. This guy, I'm so done with it. It's enough.
No, you're not.
And, no, it's enough. It's enough. I'm sick of
no,
it.
No, you're not.
He's
sick of it.
He's had enough as I'm sick of
it.
Today.
I'm sick of this nonsense.
You're right. He just pulled.
He's just doing the.
Giannis pulled the Tobin on Tobin.
It's the okie doke, dude. The okie doke.
He pulled a Tobin on Tobin.
The okie doke, dude.
What's the samurai? What is it?
Semantic samurai.
Semantic samurai.
That's what he is. He's the semantic samurai.
And who's the king of semantic samurai?
Not me, dude. I say it like it is.
Semantic samurai.
Crazy, dude. Anyway. It's wild. But, yeah, everything's kind of settled down right now with this whole thing. It was a whirlwind day, obviously, today with the news of Mike McDaniel. Barry Jackson says on Twitter, he says, I would expect the Dolphins GM decision by Saturday, if not sooner, from my understanding. They will then begin to interview multiple candidates for coach. All right. That's where we're at with that. You think Mike McDaniel, I think we find out Mike McDaniel gets any interviews today? Like, does anybody hop on that train right away? Or do they let it settle? Do they think they let him grieve? Or do you think he takes time like John Harbaugh?
They're not taking time.
John Harbaugh's time is probably a 2-week vacation, bro.
Probably.
And just waiting to see what the rest of the playoffs happens to see maybe, you know, if Buffalo decides they want to let go of Sean McDermott.
Well, they made it seem like when John Harbaugh got fired, they made it seem like every team in the league was like, what?
Yeah, they said like, what, 6 teams?
Yeah.
6 teams with a coaching vacancy, and then there was another team that had a coach.
Yep. And so now it's like if he lets the dust settle a little bit, he's like, just let everybody know I'm going to go to Miami. You know, it's in the bag. Ross knows it's in the bag. We made this whole McDaniel thing look good. We knew what it was. I'm best friends with Troy Aikman. That's why he hired him.
I mean, you got to understand. Once Aikman made those comments in that Monday night game, and then you find out he's going to be part of the hiring.
Yeah, he crushed him. Whether he was in the fold or not, like
they
the
said
fact
he was
that,
already 2 weeks prior. He already yeah. was in the fold 2 weeks before.
So if he was in the fold and he did that, dude, that was basically him reciting your obituary as a coach. That's what that was. So I don't know. D Sizzle says Mike McDaniel in Buffalo would be fantastic. Josh Allen would be in hell. I just wanted just one meeting. Let's see how it goes for him. He goes, man, this guy yammers a lot. It's enough already. Crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.